Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good stuff with our buddy Corby Craig. A lot of college football there. Maybe you want to consider Oregon. Even though the team's at the very top, you look at it after Ohio State, there's some enticing numbers there, but you're probably going to have to take down those very tough Buckeyes. And his thoughts on the Dodgers, good stuff. He's all over that team. Not saying you'd bet him now, but certainly worth taking a look, trying to find some other angles to bet Dodgers. Swing big on your next bet with an MLB postseason odds boost token. Use your token to net a bigger payout on a winning bet. One game today. We'll probably talk about it later on as we go through some of these numbers today here on Bet Sweats. How about some NFL team futures? We do this on Tuesday. We'll do awards coming up as well. Will Brinson, 11 a.m. Eastern. But Sam, we've got to talk about the Super Bowl odds because there's been a lot of movement. Not crazy reaction, overreaction, I don't think. But you look at the top five, you have all of these teams sliding around based on the most recent results. And we have to begin with last night because they're still on top, but it is really close. Bills slide back after back-to-back losses, okay? I thought this was worth noting. I don't think you want to run too far with it. I just thought it was interesting. So the Bills go off to a 4-0 start, right? And now they've lost two games. That 4-0 start, the four teams they beat, have a combined record of 3-21.
Ooh.
3-21. Baltimore, New York Jets, Miami, New Orleans. Obviously, that's a little flawed because nobody thinks the Ravens are going to be this awful all year once Lamar is healthy. But that was surprising when we make fun of the Patriots because they're playing nobody, and that is still the case moving forward. But the Bills haven't really beaten anybody yet.
I would hate to be fielding phone calls today on WGR. That would not be fun. We've all been there. We've all done that. Nobody wants to field phone calls after a bad loss. And that was a very, very bad loss, especially considering the Bills gave up 210 yards on the ground. That's a problem. Yet, here they are, still favored to win the Super Bowl. I think their ceiling is very high. Obviously, as we've seen, though, their floor is very troublesome. I'm not wavering off my Super Bowl pick, though, and as we've talked about, I make one Super Bowl pick, not five. So I'm going to stick with it. I'm going to keep the Bills pick. Here's the problem, though. I went Bills over Niners. There will not be a warm body on the Niners in the month of November. Like, everybody will be hurt. Everybody will be on the gurney. It's tough, man. Like, Bills over Niners. I feel good about the Buffalo side, even though they just lost last night. I still think the Bills are good. I think they're going to be fine. Optimistic, of course. The Niners, though, they just keep losing important players. I don't remember a franchise over the last, 4 years that's been as injury-riddled as the Niners have. I mean, name me a team that's been more unlucky with injuries than San Fran.
Can't. Chargers?
No. Close, but not like San Francisco.
Yeah. Still 4-2. Still 4-2 on the season. But yeah, you know, it's going to fall apart. Fred Warner, like, that was another level. Bose is one thing, but Fred Warner, the captain of the defense, the guy that calls everything, like, now you're down both of your top two defenders. Like, come on. What else is next? Like, who else? Come on. It was one thing with all the offensive players. Now the defensive players are going down. All of your impactful dudes. They're still, what, 25 to 1? Do not bet it. We are not suggesting it. We're just giving you the updated number. Yeah, 25 to 1 for the Super Bowl. See, the thing is, if you took the Chiefs to the Super Bowl, you don't need to move on to another team because you look smart right now, because they win Sunday night over the Lions and they become the second favorite. They're right there with the Bills and the odds. So they go from 10 to 1 to 7 to 1, your second favorite. Packers win, don't impress over a bad Bengals squad, 8 to 1. Lions are the fourth favorite at 9 to 1. And Sam, the Eagles are still in the top five for the Super Bowl odds, 12 to 1.
Why did I saw this yesterday. Why did Za'Darius Smith retire? Do we have any intel on that?
I didn't even see that.
Yeah, you didn't see that yesterday? I was like, whoa, that kind of came out of nowhere. He's like, oh, I'm just not going to play football anymore. 17 hours ago, he just decided he was going to retire mid-season. That's a huge deal for their pass rush, man. And they were kind of searching for answers on the pass rushing side. Here we go from Yahoo Sports. Za'Darius Smith announces retirement after 11 seasons in the NFL. Quote, I knew this day would come, but now that it's here, I'm feeling so many emotions I never expected. Who would have thought that a kid from Greenville, Alabama, blah, 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 blah. Mid-season. Hanging him up. Mid-season.
Wow. That was a question mark to start the season. And as we played, it's getting thinner and thinner over there. I'll just say it. The Eagles are not winning the East, okay? They're not. Based on what I've seen, can they turn it around? Can they look better? Yeah. I don't think they have enough, man. I don't trust this offense enough. Like, I'm not buying it. But so then you get Washington. They're the second favorite. They come out and lose at home last night, Monday Night Football, to the Bears. Close game, end up losing. They don't have two of their top receivers. We all know the story. Who's winning the East? Who is it?
Giants?
Cowboys? We've named the four teams. It's going to be one of them.
3-2-1, go.
Yes.
I'll play 3-2-1. Ready? Let's play 3-2-1 again. Ready? 3-2-1, Eagles.
Commanders.
Jake. Where's Jake?
Dead.
Bears.
Yes.
Saints.
Paul, we're on the same page. Why'd you say Commanders?
It's a much of an Eagles fade. I think when healthy, the talent level is there. I think the defense there, it's not perfect. I trust Jaden Daniels. And again, with the Eagles, that defense is leaky. And now, like, you don't want to read too much into the Za'Darius thing. Like, does it say anything about the locker room? I'm not going to necessarily go there, but it's a depth issue. They've been fugazi. Forget about the defense. I mean, that's got their own problems. Good half, bad half, good half, bad half, bad half, good half. Like, there's no consistency. I don't know if I can get there with the Giants right now. I mean, no. Jackson Dart, nice spark, and that D-line, that front four, certainly legit. Cowboys, I can't do it with the Cowboys. So, kind of processed by elimination. Best quarterback? When you're talking about a pure thrower in the division? No, Dak, you're right. But I think, all pieces combined just lands on Commanders for me at a short plus price.
Right. The price is how you really have this conversation, because if we were going to say who's going to win the division, I think we'd all say, well, maybe not all of us, I would say Eagles. But then when you put the minus 170 next to it, you're like, oh, no.
No, I would still say Commanders, actually.
Okay. I mean, I would say Eagles, but I wouldn't bet the 170.
Mm-hmm.
In order, I think I'd go Commanders plus 225, Giants 50 to 1.
Wow.
Eagles, Cowboys.
Giants
Cowboys
have,
aren't doing this.
Giants go to Denver and Philly next.
You can wait on that. You can wait on that.
They're not winning both. So
no, they're
probably going to lose.
They could win. The fact that they just beat the Eagles probably hurts them in that rematch game.
Yeah. And you hate the Broncos, which we learned yesterday.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Shouldn't be laying. No. That has been true since August. I've been saying that since August. Bo Nix should not be laying a touchdown to anyone in this league.
But nobody here bet on that. We're just, we see upside, right?
On the Giants?
For what? Except for Paul. No, the Broncos.
Oh.
I'm saying nobody was laying 7.5.
No, we had them in teasers. I just love their coach. Like, their coach is special. I understand the Knicks stuff, though. It is funny, though. We're like, oh, you can't lay points with the Broncos. And then they, like, absolutely pasted the Bengals. Granted, the Bengals stink. But, yeah, I mean, like, I'm not rushing to the window to lay over a touchdown with Denver. I agree with you, Paul.
Okay, let's play 3-2-1 AFC West.
Ooh,
got the Chargers and Broncos 4-2. The Chiefs are 3-3. The winner of the AFC West. 3-2-1. Chiefs.
Denver.
Here we go. I love this game.
Now I'm just trying to piss Paul off purposely.
Here we go.
Have fun with that. It's never the Chargers, right? I mean, with all the hits, they're a mess.
And they're the second favorite behind the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Chiefs are +140. Sam's picked the Broncos +225 at BetMGM. I see a +250 out there. All right, Broncos. All right, Sam. I called you Broncos. Why is it not the Chiefs? We know the Broncos case. Why is it not the Chiefs?
Oh, no, it's the Chiefs. I was just doing what I do, just trying to stir the pot.
You got a chance. They're the third favorite, man. They have a chance.
I have no Broncos stock. I just, for the sake of 3-2-1, I just wanted to,
This game is going to be so awesome when we go region by region in the tournament in March.
Oh, yeah. God. Oh, my God. Everybody's on delay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. You're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland. You know the Browns outside of
Browns. You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What other division? Okay, we've got to talk. I can't wait for Sam to just consume the content that is Boston later today as they sit with the Patriots in first place in the AFC East. That's real. It's a real thing. So I guess you have to have this real conversation. Of course, the Bills are still favored. They're both 4-2, but the Patriots beat the Bills, so they own that tiebreaker. The Patriots, you cannot find a 2-1 on the division. The shortest price I see on the Bills is -210 to win the division. Puncher's chance, or as the season plays we're going to see the separation.
Because of the schedule, of course they have a chance. And, you know, when the Patriots played Buffalo on Sunday night a couple weeks ago, there was a live number as the Bills were beating the Patriots on Sunday night. There was a live price on New England, 25-1. I know that because my buddy who works at one of the bars downtown sends me a slip and he's like, I just bet this. And he bet like $50 at 25-1. Just threw my pen. Don't know why that happened. But he bet 50 at 25-1. And he's like, if they win this game, they could do it. And I'm like, they're not winning this game. Of course, that was the day that I had Bill Survivor with the boys, the 108 boys. So I'm like, I'm not even having this conversation right now. And then the Patriots win. And the price goes from 25 down to 6 or 5-1. And then they win again the following week and the Bills lose again. So you look at the schedule. That's really important. At Tennessee, just fired the coach. Then you're playing Cleveland and Atlanta at home. Then you're at Tampa, which you could win. Then the Jets come to town. Then you're at the Bengals, home against the Giants. In that stretch, Titans, Browns, Falcons, Bucks, Jets, Bengals, Giants. I'm not saying run the table, but you're stacking a bunch of dubs there, Joe. No doubt.
Yep. So if you go to Tankathon and you look at the remaining schedule strength, the easiest. Okay, we go down to the bottom. Cincinnati's 31, second easiest schedule. Opposing winning percentage, 397. New England's is 308. That's an incredible gap. Massive gap. Jets twice, Titans, Browns, Dolphins, Bengals. Like, it's, they got two tough games the rest of the way. It's Tampa Bay, it's Buffalo. Buffalo revenge one's going to be tough, even though they're at home. And then it's the way Baker's playing, it's going to be difficult. Outside of that, I don't know, man. How many wins are we talking?
What's their record? 4-2?
4-2.
They're going over the win total. They just are.
Are they doing double digits?
I just rattled off Titans win, Browns win, Falcons, you could win. That's 7. At Bucks, let's call it a loss. Beat the Jets, beat the Bengals, beat the Giants. 12. You're at 10 already with 12. 4 to go.
Are we going to be at 12?
12. 12 moon.
Like the Vikings last year. It could be.
And then the Ravens game is the big question mark. Like, what do the Ravens look like on December 21st? Is Lamar back? Is the defense healthy? I don't know. I mean, just asking out loud. That was the one thing that a lot of people looked at in the summer. Look at this schedule. If the quarterback can play well, the schedule is very manageable. And the quarterback has been better than expected, no doubt.
It's early, so you're not going to have any runaways, but there's some fascinating division races. You know, Bears won last night. I got to say, I don't know who's winning the North. No idea. No idea. I'm not saying the Bears are part of that conversation. I'm talking about the other three teams. Maybe we'll get back to that. Joe O, Sammy P, awards also next on the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.